Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. The believer's hope. The believer's hope. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth. Well, that's what we looked at in the previous discourse, regeneration. But it's not finished there. Peter has much more to say. In his great mercy, in God the Father's great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. A living hope. He's not finished there, but believe it. Let's pick this up. Let's look at this chain here. This man, Peter, is forging a chain for us. We're the elect of God. This is speaking to believers. Believer, the elect of God. And that election leads to the regeneration by the Spirit, the new birth. And that in turn leads inevitably to this glorious new covenant word of hope. Now let's be clear about it. This word is totally debased. I can understand it. The world can only speak in terms of wishful thinking. But that shouldn't be the believer's word. This is not the word that Peter used. This is not the word of the new covenant. The word hope in the new covenant means confident expectation. It's not some vain luck, fate, chance, might be, if, perhaps. No, no. It's a confident expectation. And it's more than just an expectation. It's a living thing. It's a living hope. It's alive. It's powerful. It's vital. It's breathing, as it were. It's real. It's an experience. It's something felt. It's something feelable, if that's the right word. It's not a dead book, learned thing, some confessional statement, oh, we have hope, like the priesthood of all believers or whatever. These things are so often just learned by rote and catechized and so on and just trotted out. No, this is a living, growing, vital thing. We have hope. Paul can write to Titus about the blessed hope, the appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4. Don't be cast down, brother and sister, at bereavement. Of course you are, but don't sorrow like the world. They have no hope, but we have a hope. What is our hope? Christ shall come again. The resurrection shall come, the raising from the dead, the bringing in the kingdom, and then the new heaven and the new earth. That's the blessed hope. And it's a personal thing. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth, and this leads to a personal, living hope for every individual believer. Unbeliever. Unbeliever is not yours. The world hasn't got it. Islam can't offer it. No. But Christ and Christ alone can. And it can be yours. If you turn to the Savior and trust the Savior, this hope will be yours immediately. And believer, it is ours now. It is ours at this very moment. Let me close with a hymn by John Stevens. This is what he says. Good hope through grace the saints possess, the fruit of Jesus' righteousness, and by his Spirit given. Faith eyes the promise firm and sure, and hope expects forevermore to dwell with Christ in heaven, actually to dwell in the new heavens and the new earth. Good hope is born of sovereign grace and lives in Jesus' righteousness with faith and peace and love. What faith believes, good hope desires, and after perfect bliss aspires in the bright world above or beyond, I would say. All through the wilderness below, good hope expects more good to know, and thus is kept alive the soul that many a trial bears, and conflicts hard with doubts and fears till joy and peace arrive. When gloomy death, in dread array, appears to take to call the saint away, faith looks beyond the flood. And when the soul to march prepares, good hope sends out her fervent prayers and dies in peace with God. He has begotten us again to a living hope, a living hope in Christ. Oh, brothers and sisters, may we enjoy that hope today and every day, increasingly so. May it be so for Christ's sake. Amen.